The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Pittsburgh International Children's Theater's Family Series, presenting Pigeon Party, January 24th to 31st at a location near you. Ticket information is available at 412-456-6666 or at pghkids.org. Thank you if you contributed to SLB during our end-of-year campaign for 2009. We raised about $18,000 from 200 or so folks. We're still totaling things up. We got a little busy over the holidays, but thank you so much for your support. And if it slipped your mind, you can go to donate.slbradio.org. You can get all of the information you need to know about donating right there. Well, we have a tradition. I think it's been 6 years, where every Gemini Theater performance, it's occurred to us, you know, that opening day is the perfect day to divert the cast of whatever Gemini production is about to open and bring them to the studios, you know, so they have something to do other than be nervous on opening day. So we bring them here, and I've got 8 people here in the studio, and the show that opens today and runs through the end of the month, Saturday and Sunday afternoons, 2 shows each day, is Beauty and the Beast. And let's start with you and just learn a little bit about who's here and the role that you play. What's your name? Oh, hang on. It would help if I actually turned your microphone on, let's try that one more time. Oh, Asher's mic doesn't want to work. Asher, we're going to put the blue mic in you. See, this is good. It's like a sound check at the same time. Okay, Asher, I know you've said it twice. Let's say it one last time. Give me a second, Asher. Like, 2 mics not working is something I need to look at. Hang on one moment. Okay, if it happens again, I'm going to give Asher my microphone. But I think we actually will hear Asher's voice now. Hi, Asher.
Hi.
There he is. Yay! Everything's fine. You got real good at saying hi, huh? Asher, how old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 10 and I go to community day school.
And where is community day?
Squirrel Hill.
Well, it's nice to have you here. What role do you play?
I play Jacob the Flower.
And can you tell me a little bit about what happens to Jacob or the part of the play? I mean, playing a flower, are you still or do you move around? Or?
Since it's kind of a fairy tale, I talk and move and sing and stuff.
Cool. Well, it sounds like a great play. Beauty and the Beast is fun. Have you been in a lot of plays before?
I've been to the camp at Gemini, but I've never been in one of these plays.
Well, great. It should be a good time. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
I guess my mom, but I don't think she might. I don't think she's listening.
Do you want us to call her? We could give her a call right now and make sure that she's, you know, no, we won't do that.
I think she's at work.
Hopefully she is. Well, thank you. And Lonnie, I'm going to come back to you in a second. But first, why don't we chat with you?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Marianne Graziano.
And what role do you play?
I'll be playing Mum.
Mom.
Some of the flowers are my children.
And is that typecasting? Are you a mother?
No.
Tell me a bit about you and acting.
This is my second play with Gemini, which is very exciting. It's a fun place to work on stage and working with the kids in the cast and working with Lonnie in this one. And Bridget Carey, again, is our director. It's my second time working with Bridget, so it's been a great experience.
Well, it sounds just terrific. What community do you live in?
I live in Southside.
Well, great. Well, thank you for being here with us. So we have a flower and we have mom, and let's hear who we have next. What's your name?
Carly.
Hi, Carly. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Falk School.
And what is your role in the play?
I play Daisy.
And is Daisy similar to a flower? I mean, we know Daisy is a flower, but the parts. So there must be a big garden in Beauty and the Beast. Have you been in other plays as well?
Yeah, this is my sixth play.
I thought so. You've been here before, too, I think. What's been your favorite role? Do you have one of all the ones you've done so far?
Well, I think I liked being Giggles in Snow White.
I could see that. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my mommy, my daddy, my brother Jeremy, my grandma and grandpa, my friends Rosie and Amy, and my friends Maggie and Isabella.
Well, thank you. I'm glad they're all tuned in. That's the nice thing about radio. There's always room for as many people that you could possibly want. Now, sitting to Carly's left is you.
Montana.
Hi, Montana. And you've been here before, too, I think, haven't you?
Yep.
What role do you play in this production?
I play Regano.
And that's not a flower.
It's a flower.
Oh, this is a flower? Well, did you say oregano or regano?
Regano.
That's what I thought you said. I don't know about that flower. Did you know about that flower before the play?
No.
Because I've heard of these other flowers, but not regano. What other plays have you been in for Gemini?
I've been in Peter Pan, Beauty and the Beast, Christmas, Sword in the Stone, and Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
And how old are you, and where do you go to school?
I'm 10, and I go to Woodland Hills Academy.
Woodland Hills Academy. What street is that on, do you recall?
I forget.
Well, that's okay, but that's close to the area I grew up in. That's why I was asking you. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my dad, my mom, my sister Kaden, my best friend Megan, and Bridget for putting me in the play.
Excellent. We're going to hear from four more actors, and then you'll hear a couple of songs from the play that will perhaps entice you to go see the opening, which is today at Gemini Theater's Point Breeze Theater. What's your name?
Kate.
Hi, Kate. How old are you?
I'm 11.
You know the drill by now. Where do you go to school?
I go to Poff Elementary School in Hampton.
Well, nice to have you here. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Hi to all my family.
And what do you play in the play? Are you another flower?
Yeah, I'm a flower. I'm Jonquil the flower.
Oh, Jonquils are very nice. And have you been in many plays for Gemini?
I think this is my fourth.
Oh, congratulations. What do you like to do when you're not in plays?
Read.
Are you reading anything now? Like a fiction book or anything?
Yeah.
What are you reading?
I'm reading the Harry Potter series.
Ah. I haven't read any of the Harry Potter books. A lot of the adults and older people are shaking their heads right now. They haven't read them either. Do you think people of all ages would like Harry Potter?
Maybe. I don't know.
I have some friends who have read it and have recommended that I do so. Let's meet you. What's your name?
Britton.
And Britton, what part do you play?
I am Lilac the Flower.
Ah, Lilac. And where are you from?
I am from Hampton, and I'm 13.
And do you want to say hello to anybody that might be tuned in?
Hey, Mom, hey, Dad, and anyone from the cast and crew who's listening.
Now, you're a little older. Have you thought about what you might want to do after you get out of high school?
I don't really know. Like, I really like animals, so I was thinking about maybe going into zoology.
Yeah, it's a little early to make decisions like that at this point. What got you involved in acting? How old were you when you started?
Well, my older cousin, she acts a lot, and she kind of inspired me to start acting. So one day my parents were like, we got you this audition in Gemini Theater for Charlotte's Web. And I was like, okay. So I went in and I got the part, and I've been doing Gemini ever since.
That's great. Has it made a difference in other parts of your life in terms of giving you confidence or helping you in other situations?
I think it's made me a little more social than I would have been if I'd never really engaged in theater.
That's a good observation. I suspect that that does happen. Anything else you'd like to add? Okay, well, now we meet. I don't know if this is... You told me you had the title role, and I don't know if that means the Beauty or the Beast.
I would be playing the Beast.
The Beast. Yeah. And what's your name?
My name is Joey Galvin.
And Joey, tell me a little bit about your background.
I went to Point Park University for 2.5 years, where I majored in musical theater. And then after that, I traveled the world as a singer-dancer on a cruise ship.
Wow.
And I just got back in early October, so.
Now, we could do a whole program about cruise ship experiences, but I almost want to ask you. That had to be an interesting existence.
It was very interesting, very interesting.
And out of a typical month, I guess, were you afloat like 80% or 90% of the time?
It's mostly half and half. Like the days are split.
Okay, that's better than I would think.
You're in port half the day and then you're at sea half the day.
That's
how it typically goes.
That's much more, that's kinder than I would think. I would imagine you have to work very, very hard if you're doing that sort of thing.
Yeah, it is.
And talking about Point Park, a lot of people think about drama and Carnegie Mellon University, but they forget about Point Park. There are as many, if not more, Point Park students, former students, graduates on Broadway as
that's true, yeah.
Is the case with Carnegie Mellon, both fine schools. And Pitt has a good drama school here in town
as well. Right, they do.
So it's good to have you representing Point Park.
Yeah.
And last but not least, the beauty, I think. Are you the beauty?
That's debatable, but
I think
in this show
beauty.
I am.
It's Lonnie Cataldi, actress extraordinaire and I suspect co-author of this play.
Basically, yes, and I wrote all the music. So.
Yeah, well, terrific. And Lonnie's no stranger to me and hopefully not to you. She's one of the founders of Gemini Theater. And tell us a little bit about what we should know for this play. Beauty and the Beast is a classic story, but Gemini always puts its own spin on things.
We really do. I know people are used to the Disney movie and other basic stories they've heard. The reason we have so many flowers is that instead of having the household items that you saw in the Disney movie, the Beast's servants turn into flowers in his garden, and it's an enchanted garden. So it kind of gives it a different twist.
That's nice. Now, we're going to do a couple songs, and then we'll recap how you can go and see the play. It opens today. Do you need to set up either of the songs?
Basically, it might help you. This first one we're going to do is called It Could Be Worse. It's right after Belle has been told by the Beast that she has to stay there to save her father's life, and she's not particularly happy about it. And she's feeling a little depressed and sad, and the flowers try to cheer her up with this song, telling her that it could be worse.
Okay, well, what we'll do is just take a moment and position our microphones properly, and we'll get the music started. And then we'll go right into the next song after that. And Lonnie, we should mention what that's going to be.
Right, the second song is called Grouch. And it's the flowers telling the Beast that he needs to kind of shape up because he's too much of a grouch.
Well, we'll keep an eye on Joey as that song is sung. So here they are now, the cast of Gemini Theater and a special exclusive preview of their show opening later today.
Oh, that's right. Cheer up a bit. It could be worse.
I guess you're right.
It could be worse. It could be worse. You could be the victim of an awful curse. You could eat a poison apple and be knocked out cold. You could bump into King Midas and be turned to gold. They could lock you in a dungeon and throw away the key. But you have friends who love you. Just like family.
I guess you're right. It could be worse.
Yes.
It could be worse. I could be the victim of an awful curse. My head could ache all day from princes climbing up my hair. I could have a wooden nose that grows way out of there. They could lock me in a dungeon and throw away the key. But I have friends who love me just like family. I should count my blessings. I'm fortunate to be
with special friends who love you just like family.
Excellent. Well done. And now we're ready for song number two.
Thank you.
Wardrobe, change your personality.
Grouch! Grouch! Face it, you're a grouch!
Not wicked, not evil, just a grouch.
When you yell and scream and chide, people want to run and hide. So turn over a new leaf and sprout a pleasant side.
Pleasant side? Whatever do you mean?
Grow a little smile, grow a little charm. Weeding out the nasties won't do you any harm.
Grow a little style.
Style?
Grow a little grace.
Grace.
Make a look inside and not just at your face.
Grouch, grouch, you think that I'm a grouch.
Not wicked.
Not evil.
Just a grouch. When I yell and scream and chide, people do want to run and hide. I'll turn over a new leaf and sprout a pleasant sight. All right, I'll try to change, but just for her. I'll grow a little smile. I'll grow a little charm. Weeding out the nasties won't do me any harm. I'll grow a little style. I'll grow a little grace. I'll make her look inside and not just at my face. I'll be a real hero, a furry Romeo. I'll be witty, thoughtful, and so dignified. I'll give Nice a whole new twist she can't possibly resist. I'll turn over a new leaf.
Turn over a new leaf.
I'll turn over a new over, a new over, a new over, a new leaf.
Hallelujah! And sprout a pleasant side.
That's Gemini Theater and Beauty and the Beast, preview of that. And what a great show. That was a lot of fun to watch you doing that. And Lonnie, tell us about showtimes.
Our shows are every Saturday and Sunday at 1 and 3. You can purchase tickets. We have two lines, 412-243-6464 and 412-5201. Or you can check us out on the web, www.geminitheater.org. Everyone, what was that website one more time?
www.geminitheater.org.
And your performance, as well as other Gemini performances, are all archived at neighborhoodvoices.org, a companion site to the Saturday Light Brigade's website. Congratulations. Did anybody think of anything they wanted to mention that they didn't mention earlier before? I hope. Oh yes, Asher. Did you want to say hi again?
I guess, but... my birthday was yesterday.
Oh, happy belated birthday. You're a New Year's Day.
Yeah.
That you've been carrying that your whole life, huh? Well, happy birthday. How old did you turn?
10.
That's terrific. Happy belated birthday. 10 in 2010. You're going to be easy to remember your whole life. Well, best wishes to all of you for a great opening. And thank you for being here with us, the cast of Gemini Theater's Beauty. And Beauty is Lonnie, and the Beast is Joey. And you'll see all the flowers in the garden later today. Congratulations.